This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop.
Now. Right after this meeting, we will be signing a new executive order to begin the process of reorganizing the executive branch to make it less wasteful and more productive. We're also working closely with the House and Senate Republicans to repeal and replace Obamacare. Obamacare, all of a sudden, the last couple of weeks, is getting a false rep that maybe it's okay. It's not okay. It's a disaster. And people understand that. It's failed. And it's imploding. And if we let it go for another year, it'll totally implode. In fact, I've told the Republicans, why don't you just let it go for another year? That way everybody will really understand how bad it is. But it would be the wrong thing for us to do and for the American people. The House plan will expand choice, lower costs, and ensure health care access for all. We're negotiating with everybody. It's a big, fat, beautiful negotiation. And hopefully we'll come up with something that's going to be really terrific. I want to thank Paul Ryan and everybody, Mitch, everybody. They're all working round the clock. And I think ultimately the big beneficiary will be the American people. We'll end up with a really great health care plan.
Don't you love his hyperbole? A big, fat, beautiful negotiation. Oh, Lord. But meanwhile, there's no doubt the Republicans have got to get this right. And, Scott, you know, we were talking about this last week. The true test, and I think where the Republicans could really shock the Democrats, you know, which we said last week, and that is that they take responsibility. Say, look, at this program, this plan is going to be so good that we are going to turn our back on every exemption, all the other special stuff. We're going to come under and actually be subjected to the very legislation that we're thrusting upon the minions of America. You know, them, the people. And we're going to be part of them, we the people, which is what our founders had always intended. But, you know, exemptions and all these brilliant people in Washington, D.C. that deserve this because you know, they just do such an incredible job for us. Now, I like, you know, Dr. Alita Eck, which we, who we spoke with last week, talked about her ideas and what she can do because she's had a terrific experience. In fact, Sean Hannity had interviewed a doctor that has done something similar where they kind of pulled all their resources together. And, I mean, there's no deductible with what they're doing. He set up an additional 500 units. So I like this. I like what Dr. Eck is doing. And what she had talked about, and that is being able to negotiate and work things out to where you would truly get the delivery of medical care and get all these people in between that are affecting the rates and jacking everything up. I mean, this one doctor, he's able to, you know, through leverage and everything, is able to get, you know, pharmaceuticals down by 10%, including chemotherapy. Are you ready for that? Incredible. Well, Dr. Eck in her latest release points out as the controversy rages between those Republicans who want full repeal and those who want to retain what might be good about Obamacare. She says they're not asking the same questions. You remember, that's what she said when we talked to her last week. She says, well, they're arguing whether or not to keep the Obamacare subsidies for the or the equivalent as tax credits because somebody's got to pay for it. Right. Is anyone asking what it is that we're subsidizing? Why has medical care in the United States gotten so expensive? Why did the cost of a hospital stay? I hadn't realized this. This number is incredible. It went from an average of $17,000 in 2000, and it's almost doubled to $33,000 in 2010. Well, the average length of stay has declined. Now, why do our hospitals cost three times more than in other industrialized countries? Think about that. The dirty little secret is, she says, is that having insurance might be a guarantee that the insured pays more because deductibles have risen dramatically along with premiums. A family needs to pay thousands of dollars out of pocket before insurance kicks in. But how does this work? The other thing she points out in this article is look at the CEOs of hospitals. Before they were lucky to get, you know, They didn't get close to $1 million. Now, with regularity, they're paid over $1 million. So what has changed? Well, when you have these kind of increases in hospital stays, does that explain everything?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that remains our mission, okay? We haven't lost sight of that. We got to keep our eye on the ball. Get this country back on track, and that means for everybody, America. Liz Peeke is with us right now, columnist for FoxNews.com, the Fiscal Times, spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst. Miss Liz, how are we doing?
I'm just great, thank you. Looking out the window at our...
That's right. You've got the Northeaster coming in.
Blizzard, yeah.
Are we snuggling up, with a fireside, morning breakfast type
How
thing?
How did you know? Yes, I've got my little gas log going. I'm pretty cozy, yes.
Hey, I have one of those NSA, readouts that I get from your television and your smartphone. You got to be careful, you know.
Unfortunately, I have to do a Skype interview in a little bit where I have to get dressed. I'm so depressed.
Don't we love radio? You know, it's like, and I go, thank goodness. But I'm sure some government officials go, oh my goodness, they're not even, what are they, you're coming to the microphone in a robe? Well, yeah, if you can get away with it, why not, huh?
Exactly.
Well, speaking of getting away with, this whole repeal replace, I know you've been talking about it too, and you say it's the big test for the deal maker himself is selling the controversial GOP health care plan. But I think it needs something a little bit more, and it's missing some wow factor. And Scott and I were talking about this last week, and I don't know what you think about this idea, Liz, but I think it'd be quite novel and put a lot of pressure on the Democrats if the Republicans came out and said, hey, you know what? We're going to fight for this thing, and we're going to believe that it's going to be, as Donald Trump would say, the most, what would you say? It's just going to be one big, fat, beautiful
big,
thing, he
fat,
says.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, me too.
But if that's the case, it's like, okay, we so believe in the plan that we're working out here that we're going to walk away from all our government health care and we're going to embrace this. What would that say to the everyman?
You mean Congress should say that?
Yes.
Hey, I've been writing about that for 2 years. I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
You're never going to get them to do it because they know better. But
well, between totally you keep writing on it. We're going to keep talking about it. We're going to surround them because I got to tell you, this could be key for them. I think it would be huge. And could you imagine? What would Chuck Schumer have to say about that then?
Yeah, no, it'd be actually quite welcome. I think there's a lot that obviously that can be said about what's going on in the healthcare debate. Unfortunately, because of the way the Republicans have to go about this, and in fact, it is the way they have to go about it through reconciliation, and therefore in three different distinct slices of the pie, mm-hmm. Americans at this point have honestly very little reason to be enthusiastic
right.
about this program because they're not seeing any of the subsequent measures which the Republicans will be introducing in rules and regulations portion of it and in
right.
the legislative portion of it that make it sensible. In other words, we all think, I should say most people think, that having competition across state lines
exactly.
is an essential ingredient in lowering costs of insurance. Okay, well, people are saying legitimately, where is that? Well, it, because it's not in this portion of the bill, which only addresses budgetary items, because that's what you do in reconciliation. It's extremely complicated, and honestly, it is such a Paul Ryan product, right?
It's geeky.
Honestly, he is, I think he's a terrific guy. I know there are people on the right who don't like Paul Ryan, but he's a very thoughtful, studied wonk, policy wonk, and we need that. This is not, you know, I was on the radio yesterday with another person who was saying, oh, we don't need national health care. We don't need government health care. People can just go to the emergency room. So, you know, that's just not true, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Let's face it, that's not health care. That's not good for the country because you never address things like mammograms and things that are preventive care.
Exactly.
So I think there's a lot that can be said about this CBO scoring. The first, maybe, and most important is that it's incomplete because it does not look, again, at what is to follow. In other words, right now, they're saying premiums are going to go up for the next couple of years because, frankly, of Obamacare, and then they're going to start to go down. But what they don't know is they may go way down because maybe we'll actually begin to look at tort reform, competition, other things that really move the needle on cost. Because one thing I think everyone can agree or should agree, the Affordable Care Act did not result in health care that was affordable.
Well, not at all. And, you know, what would be interesting, Liz, to your point, is if they did a parallel scoring of Obamacare and the proposed American Health Care Act.
Yeah. Well, of course, they have that sort of a little bit in the the report they put out yesterday, in that they're saying, you know, under Obamacare, in fact, costs are going to be going up. And but I agree, they don't really talk about the out years in terms of of signups, because what we've they don't address the fact that the marketplaces are collapsing, and that's the reality.
Yeah, and how many millions of people right now, in the name of Obamacare, don't have medical care?
Yeah, that is the biggest issue, and I think as Paul Ryan has talked about that, maybe Trump too, but just because you have insurance doesn't mean you're able to go to the doctor. And, you know, the good news for you and me and for the GOP is there are tens of millions of Americans who know and understand that reality. Chuck Schumer can talk about people being killed under this new bill, but most people are sitting around their kitchen table saying, well, wait a minute, what about me? I've got a $16,000 deductible, and I'm paying a lot per month. I can't really afford to go to the doctor.
Exactly. Well, we've been talking with Dr. Alita Eck. Her and her husband, for a long time in upstate New York, have been doing a special program. And to your point about tort reform, a waiver on tort reform allows them, and because it's specialized and they're only dealing with the poor in the area, they're able to provide medical care for $15 a visit, Liz.
Oh, wow.
And then there's another doctor that was on Sean Hannity, and I guess he's been repeatedly on his show. And this doctor has already set up five other medical facilities where the average cost, and there's no deductible, no premium. It's kind of like a concierge, but it's a group type program. $50.
Yeah.
$50. No deductible. They pay $50. $50 a month. All their services are included. And they negotiate all their pricing of pharmaceuticals 90%, Liz.
That's interesting. Yeah. Well, look, I think we all know, I mean, another thing that I've written about since 2009 when this whole argument got started is open the door to Walmart and CVS and all these other enormous chains who are rolling out clinics who don't charge anything for minimum health care. Let them participate and bring the cost down.
Well, I got to tell you, Liz, for the last, 10 years at least, our family, cash and carry. I've got doctors, I deal with cash and carry. That's the way it goes.
That's interesting.
Thank God, we had a little, I had a little cancer scare, and I had some catastrophic insurance, so I was covered there. But, it's been minimal. The thing is, I'd love to.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that approach?
Exactly. It's worked very well. I mean, you got to go back to the old days when you say, hey, look, I've got an appendectomy here to experience. Can you take three chickens and a cow, huh?
And if they say no, throw in an extra chicken.
Hey, whatever it takes, man. The deal is on, Liz Peek. You know
there
that.
You go.
More from Liz on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. Just about 15 after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Like me fresh every day, 9 to noon, except for when I'm traveling and I forget some important piece of equipment, which is what happened yesterday. Scott to the rescue. You know, Scott's just amazing. You know, you think that phone booth in the Cape is just hanging around, just, you know, it's all part of the just the act, or it's, just optics. No, it's real. He jumps into the Cape and he makes things happen. He is amazing. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Liz Peek is with us, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Liz, as we're discussing, and everybody's discussing this healthcare situation, there is no doubt, and you nailed it in terms of the deal maker himself, Trump. There's got to be that leadership, and the leadership to where it is willing to put a lot on the line, and I believe Trump is. I mean, he'll fall on his sword on this thing, but it would be nice to have the rest of the rank and file of the GOP be able to cast everything aside and say, look at, you know, for God, country, and we the people,
yeah.
We're going to go after, we're going to really attack this thing. And you even mentioned, are you and I channeling each other or something here? Because this is amazing. Because I said the same thing the other day when they, you know, they took off for a vacation. A vacation? Are you kidding me? You got your hands full right now. I mean, you just started. I mean, you just figured out where the bathroom is. Now you're going to take a week off and go on vacation?
Yeah, it's not a week. I mean, the truth is 20% of the business days between now and the August recess are scheduled to be vacation days for Congress. I think it's ridiculous. I think they're very busy. Frankly, I think it would get a lot of heads focused in the right direction if Mitch McConnell just said cancel vacations. I want everyone staying here. And by the way, if we don't get healthcare and tax reform done, then there's no August recess. Right. I honestly think, and by the way, that was a piece I wrote that went up on Fox and it got enormous circulation because I think most Americans are so fed up with Congress. And look at the polling. I mean, it's still pretty, it's come up a tiny bit, but it's still atrocious because they seem to spend all their time twiddling their thumbs, making speeches to empty houses, instead of doing actually what they are doing right now, which is working hard to negotiate a piece of legislation. I do think Donald Trump is going to try and knock heads here and get something done. He likes to win.
Mm-hmm.
We all know this. Right. He is not an ideologue. He could care less about the policy, frankly.
Right.
He has outsourced that to Paul Ryan and Mike Pence. And I think that's fine. But I think he, as a result, is not going to fall on his sword on any one issue here. Instead, he will try to get the most people behind this bill that he can because they need to do something. And frankly, you know, Bill, you go back to a bunch of Republicans have said at one time or another, the most cynical thing we could do, the best thing politically we could do is nothing. Just let this Obamacare thing become a greater and greater albatross around Democrats' necks, continue to identify it as Obamacare until the point where even they are willing to pull the plug.
Exactly.
And it's pretty hilarious to hear this love fest now with Obamacare taking place when, don't forget, both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders in the primaries had not much good to say about it. Both agreed it needed to be reworked. And frankly, the best quote in my piece about Obamacare that came out recently was from Bill Clinton. Who said,
I was going to say,
25 million people, poor people, basically got health insurance, which is what the intention was. But everybody else got, and I won't use the nasty word, but basically got hammered on a premium. So,
yeah, well, how do they respond to that lady in the town hall? Says, look, I want my $1 a month Obamacare. How dare you take that away from me?
Yeah, right. Well,
with my Obama phones and everything else.
Yeah,
but that,
and most Americans are not in that boat, and most Americans have paid a very heavy price for this so-called legacy issue for the president. And, it's not a very popular bill.
Well, because you got to deal with the reality of it. But I'm like you. I've been saying, and I think you and I even talked specifically about this, I use the analogy of a lifeguard. A lifeguard doesn't go and save somebody right away. They watch them, and when they get tired, then they go out and save them because they've been trained. If they go out there and save them while they're still fighting them, they both drown. So, you know, metaphorically, we can talk about this health care program is that and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. I mean, it's so ridiculous. Every time they talk about this deal, it's like, wait a minute. You guys have been living with this albatross. You have lost seat upon seat, influence upon influence. Your policies have decimated this country. And now you have the audacity to support and defend this piece of lousy legislation when the facts are clear. I mean, they're indisputable. But
here's an interesting data point on that, and I totally agree with you. How many people could tell you right now how many Americans don't have health insurance. I can, but only because I looked it up yesterday. There are 29 million Americans who have not gotten health insurance. I say that only because reading the headlines, you'd be pretty convinced that Obamacare actually went out and allowed everyone to access health care insurance. Not so.
Yes.
We've discovered that having insurance isn't the panacea it should be, and it doesn't mean you have health care, but 29 million people still don't have insurance. And I think that's just sort of a little bit of a heads up to the Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer people to remind them, no, this isn't working. Not only is it incredibly expensive for people who have insurance, my guess, Bill, and something you've never seen in any of the analysis of this bill, the number of people, they say 21 million people have gotten insurance under Obamacare. I would bet 10 of those already had insurance, because I know so many people who were covered by one program or another. They were dropped and then forced to sign up under Obamacare.
And how many switched over to Medicare?
Yeah, and I don't know. But I mean, I do. Don't you think that's an interesting question?
Well, you bring up an interesting point here, because my question has been from day one. Remember how many millions of people did not have, be going into Obamacare? President Obama kept hitting this mantra, 30 million, million people, right? Now you tell me, because my question to everybody has been from day one, how are we moving that number? That, you know, because being the businessman and you being the businesswoman, you look cause effect, say, okay, what policy, what things am I implementing in my company here are affecting the problem, that they're giving us solutions here. It has to be measurable. This has not been able to be measurable. And now you tell me, after these years, there's a million net difference between the two, and I probably even question those numbers because the government has a hard time following the unemployment rate. So how much confidence do you have in those numbers?
Well, I don't have an enormous amount, but and of course the population has grown in those intervening years, so it does mark some slight diminution in the percentage, but I would also say the country's gotten older, and so more people gravitating naturally to Medicare and Medicaid over that period of time. So I really challenge how many people have health insurance who would not have had it had there been no Obamacare. I don't know the answer, but I'll tell you what, you're not going to get a New York Times investigative team going after that question either.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, fake news abounds. It continues to, especially with these divisive topics. I mean, stuff is just thrown out there. And as you say, where's the footnotes? Where's the journalism? Where's the investigative reporting taking place? You know, the people, you know, we the people are being robbed of that critical resource that, Liz, when you and I were growing up, I mean, this was just every day, you know, it just kind of went along with, you know, to your point, common sense, right? We've got to have that author on, you know, with us to talk about this because, you know, we got to continue to encourage people that, sadly, common sense is not as common as it used to be.
It's out there somewhere.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll be on search. But meanwhile, hey, we're going to stay on top of this. And Liz, thank you as always. And we'll keep the pressure on them between, you know, keep the pressure on Congress to be about the people's business, forget about those issues. And, of course, you know, this health care plan, this is our health care plan. This is a chance for us to rectify all the wrong that Obamacare did to us.
Exactly. Let's keep our fingers crossed, all right?
Well, stay in touch as always. Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Thank you, Liz. Good to have you with us as always. All right, take care. Just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour, America, stay with us. We've got more coming up right here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for you.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Hispanic entrepreneurs are significantly more optimistic than their non-Hispanic peers about revenue and hiring in the year ahead. According to the Bank of America Hispanic Small Business Owner Spotlight, 54% plan to hire in 2017, and 71% expect their revenue to increase, more than 20 percentage points higher than their non-Hispanic counterparts. The survey also reveals the critical role of family, with 63% of Hispanic entrepreneurs reporting that family members help run their business. Elizabeth Romero, Bank of America Small Business Executive.
Hispanic small businesses play a critical role in driving local economies and job growth, and the incredible optimism toward revenue and hiring shows great promise to continue this trend in 2017. Perhaps contributing to the higher optimism is a strong role that family plays, with close to half of Hispanic business owners reporting intentions to pass on their business to a loved one.
For more information, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Send your emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
We're just so confused and bewildered. I mean, when you got the NSA able to, look at our cell phones and see us walking around our homes and hearing conversations, I mean, what is NSA free anymore? Although, when you really want to know the answers, I'm saying, hey, if these guys got all the answers to questions we're not asking, you know, what's going on? You know, why can't we figure out what happened in Benghazi? Why can't we figure out what all that Eric Holder did with the gun running down in Mexico? And on, all these questions that remain in our very souls. But meanwhile, they keep us busy dealing with those shiny things like, Trump's travel ban. Greg Roman is with us right now. He's the director of Middle East Forum. He's consulted on American Middle East policy with D.C. lawmakers for the past 5 years. And, Greg, did they give you a cup of coffee or anything like that after all? You know, I mean, I see Madam Secretary, and they always got donuts on the table.
They try to keep you asleep so they test what's going on before you wake up.
So. Well, here it is. For 5 years, you've been dealing with the belly of the beast. I mean, what after 5 years, what's the takeaway for you?
It's a lot more civil than the Israeli parliament, but it takes a lot more to make sausage in Washington, D.C. in a lot less kosher way.
Yeah.
You find that on both the Democrat and Republican sides of the aisle, especially with the issues that I deal with, national security and also in another life with anti-discrimination legislation in terms of giving the states more power than the federal government. You found that everyone was more interested in their own self-interest than the people's interest.
Exactly. Well, Greg, as you say, you're there watching the sausage being made. It's not real sexy. We see it at every turn. It's like when, travel ban comes up and you say, well, it seems reasonable that you'd want to protect your borders, protect your people. I mean, when you read the U.S. Constitution and you see in years past what the commander in chief did in terms of protecting and fortifying our national security, and you see what's happened in the last couple of administrations, you go, whoa, what's what's happening here? How have we missed the point? But now all of a sudden we get into the sausage process, and, you know, by the grace of God, we haven't experienced another 9/11. We have, you know, occasional outbreaks of terrorist activity, and I know some people might rankle, it might rankle their sensitivities a little bit to hear that, but, you know, I don't know what else to call it. Forget about the people that are the purveyors of fake news and other propaganda that's out there. The fact of the matter is this country is under attack. It's been declared war upon. And meanwhile, we're debating some of these silly things in court because, you know, that's what attorneys do. They bill hours. And if the I isn't particularly dotted or the T isn't particularly crossed correctly, then, hey, we get to bill hours. Let's just keep negotiating this. And meanwhile, America still is at risk.
Right. And when we see the rollout of the first executive order on national security at our borders, and the second one, which was a little bit more developed, it's not so much that we have to focus on the letter of the law that was in the first or the second. It was the spirit of the reasons and the rationale for putting such an order forth. Donald Trump, I don't think, has a bad bone in his body as it relates to the reason for trying to issue this order. It's not as if though he's willfully discriminating against individuals. He's calling a spade a spade. And when you go from the first time that he promised such an order over a year ago on the campaign trail, and then you look at the evolution of his political thought and his understanding of the Constitution, even from the first week of his presidency until the last time that this order was implemented, I think it takes effect 2 days from now. You see that he's getting in line with the way that the Constitution demands, while at the same time fulfilling a national security campaign promise.
Exactly.
And I think that those two scales of trying to meet the letter of the law and making the spirit of his national security policy meet that constitutional burden is one in which good policy ends up being the result.
Exactly. Well, Greg, you know, people are hearing what Donald Trump, you know, is saying and what he's doing to protect them. And, you know, political correctness and some of these activist judges might be able to squash, you know, what Donald Trump is doing, but it doesn't answer the problem for the everyman of this country that says, look at, I'm sorry if Muslims particularly are offended by this, but, you know, when 90% of the country is dominated by Muslims, and they're the ones that have declared war in the country, and they're the ones that are the perpetrators of this kind of violence, not only here, but in Europe, and we see that it's coming to a theater near us real soon, excuse us for being a little, you know, maybe a little bit wiser, as opposed to the Europeans that have left their borders open and just allowed people to come in, set up enclaves, no-go zones, and their own little fiefdoms there operating under Sharia law. We have a law here. It's called the U.S. Constitution. That's what we abide with. But even if the truth be known, in the United States, there are Muslim conclaves and no-go zones that have been well-established, and they say very clearly, without any kind of shame or any other consideration, it's just, hey, we operate under Sharia law.
So I think there's a few, you know, assumptions in the analysis that the left is offering on the executive order that we have to break in order to get the message back on the side of the everyday American. The first is that this is a Muslim ban. It's not a Muslim ban. It's a ban that results in six countries that are either failed states, engrossed in civil war, or not cooperating with the U.S. national security apparatus in order to allow us to protect our citizens both within and beyond the borders of the United States.
Which allows us to know who's coming into the country. See, we can't even identify them because that's compromised right there. Okay, go ahead.
And if we look at the border control systems of Arab and other Muslim countries, they are a lot more stringent than we are. And if you want to talk about hypocrisy, just look at countries that actually do use religious tests. For instance, disallowing the entry of Christians and Jews to certain Arab countries.
Exactly.
Just because they do not necessarily meet the standards of their Islamic dictatorship, that's an incorrect word. It is not an Islamic dictatorship. It is an Islamist way of life. Everyday Muslims and Americans should be able to coexist and get together because everyday Muslims in this country serve in the military, serve in law enforcement, work in your local grocery, your bank, and your politician. But those who seek to use the tenets of Islam and pervert the way in which the religion is actually brought forward to contradict Western liberal values. And I don't mean liberal in the sense of how the left uses it, but in the traditional sense.
Right, exactly.
That is the problem that we have to try to prevent. And that brings me to the second point about this executive order, which is there must be a way for us to focus on vetting individuals coming to this country, not based on just where they came from, but their personal history, their identity, their ideology, both political and religious affinities, and their involvement with conflicts that are going on within their own countries and other places they may have visited.
You know, and Greg, did you think it was interesting that one of the countries that we omitted from the original seven was Iraq? And no sooner do we do that, we find out from our intelligence community that a known Iraqi terrorist has come into the United States on the heels of this new order taking Iraq out of the equation. Not that may have stopped anything anyway, but I thought it was ironic, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at Iraq, this is a country that would be a model for the way in which a reformed government would work with the U.S. national security apparatus.
Mm-hmm.
You had Kelly, Tillerson, and Mattis all do the due diligence in their own departments in determining whether it would be jurisprudent for us to allow Iraqis into the country. And the way in which the executive order was crafted, it's not as if though Iraq was just dropped from the original order. It still happens under burden of screening that everyday Iraqi needs to face that's different from those coming from Western countries and countries that the United States is at peace with and has a working security relationship with. So just because Iraq is not on the list anymore, it's still a subject to a second and tertiary round of security measures.
Greg, what's the takeaway for us? Because we've got about 30 seconds left here. I'm sorry.
Sure. It's a temporary ban on entry to these countries, and the desire to reform the U.S. refugee system and our immigration system is in line with implementing extreme vetting and policies of all of our federal departments, immigration and customs, can be constitutional and meet our national security needs.
Well, Greg, you know, I'm just for vetting. If we just vet, you know, we call it extreme, but just why not? Let's follow the law here. What else? How much problem could that be? Greg Roman on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Greg.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-bees. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for expert pharmacy care in-store or online via pharmacy chat. Pick up the medications you rely on and get savings on testing supplies from all major brands like OneTouch and Walgreens TrueMetrics. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
The way we roll, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's got to be a great day given the option, okay? Good to have you along with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's time for the Good News Grill. Yes, Samantha Mills-Mao is with us. She has scoured the highways, the byways, the internet, and has got some great videos to share with us. But she just got back. She had kind of like a Bernie's weekend with the girls. A girls' weekend, could you imagine? This was in North Carolina for your sister's bachelorette party, right?
Sam? We married April 1st, actually, and we had her bachelorette party on, we had it this Friday and Saturday night, and in Wilmington, North Carolina, it was absolute blast.
Wow, but you guys did something that was, I guess this is trending, you know, people are doing these special events. That are quite adventuresome. So tell our audience about that before we get into our first video.
Okay, so what we did is actually called the Exit Games. They've had different games like this kind of popping up over the country, but we did this in downtown Wilmington. And what you do is you get locked in a room for an hour to solve different puzzles to try to escape, which sounds really crazy, but it's actually a blast. For ours, We were supposed to be detectives solving a murder mystery, and whenever we went to the, murderer's house, we got trapped in his basement. We had an hour to get out and figure out all the clues.
Right.
So you're sitting there solving riddles by looking in the mirror backwards and, figuring out how to locate the keys and unlock. There's about 7 locks located in the room, and we didn't quite escape, but we came really close, so it was quite...
Now this is all a dark room, right? A dark room. They give you a flashlight, and you're kind of bumbling your way, and no surprising trap doors or anything per se. As much as maybe some mental trap doors, huh?
Well, I won't give away any clues, but there actually is some no trap doors that you're falling through or anything.
Yes.
But there's actually some little surprises in there, and you do have the ability. So one of your goals is to find the key to unlock the light switch so you can turn on the light, which makes things a lot easier once you figure out the key. You're not walking around in the dark with a flashlight anymore, but it's a blast. It's really
so your
fun.
Sister's fiancé is going, I hope she comes out. I hope she figures out the clue here. We got a wedding. I got to get her to the church on time here.
I know, that's right.
How much fun is that? Well, good. I know that these are, sprouting up all over the place and people are talking more and more about them, so I'm glad you had a chance to experience it and you could tell us about it. But good fun, though, huh, for an hour?
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. I told them not to tell me the answer. They'll tell you what you had left to finish at the end. And I was like, don't tell me. I'm bringing my husband. We're going to come back.
Yeah, really.
We're going to figure this out.
Yeah, he's a doctor. He should know better. So he'll figure this out. Hey, speaking of which here, we've got this story is unbelievable.
about a car falling on a dad, and his 8-year-old son saves him? How does he do that?
Well, the amazing thing is people still don't know. This little boy was only 15 pounds. You know, he's just, I believe he's 7 years old.
15 pounds?
I'm sorry, he's 8 years old. Yeah, he's only, not 15 pounds, 50 pounds.
Oh, 55. I'm going to go 15 pounds, Lord. I mean, this is crazy enough as it is. But 50 pounds,
that's
he's
right.
8 years old. His dad's trapped, I mean, getting crushed by this car, right?
That's right. So his dad was outside working underneath the car, and, you know, his dad, Steven, said it had taken him and his son, Mason, who's 17 years old, to lift this car up with this axle. And mm-hmm. his son, Mason, went inside, the older boy, and this car ended up falling on his chest. And the last thing he remembers saying was, "Quick, get help, get it off me." And he passed out. And his little boy, J.T. Parker, just started jumping up and down on this axle trying to get off his dad and manages to do it. Nobody knows how because, you know, he can't do it now. He's tried to do it since, he can't do it again. And he says he thinks it was angels kind of helping him and looking over him as he did it. And his dad ended up coming home a couple of days after the whole incident. I mean, he had 7 broken ribs on one side and 6 broken ribs on the other side. This is a crazy, crazy incident, and it could have ended a lot differently. And this little boy just absolutely took charge, and, you know, he gave it his all. He said he was jumping up and down, and I'm sure the adrenaline helped him too.
Not to mention, angels all around here giving him strength.
That's right.
That's an amazing story.
Absolutely.
You imagine your dad, your hero, is trapped under this, you know, this axle, the weight of it and everything, and this car just crushing him. Oh, my gosh. That's
I can't imagine.
Amazing. Well, congratulations to this 8-year-old and to the dad and the family that are just enriched as a result of this. This experience and everybody that hears about it. I mean, this is a miracle. I mean, you know, miracles abound and they happen every day, and we just kind of just, you know, pass on by and, you know, want to write it off to something else. But, you know, an 8-year-old, are you kidding me? 50 pounds soaking wet. And he's going to do this stuff.
That's right.
Yeah. Amazing.
And the fact that he's tried to do it since, you know, it's like, there's just no way that should have been able to happen. It's just an absolute miracle.
Without a doubt.
So,
well, we've got a great story here at high school. No bullies allowed, huh? Everybody eats with somebody. No one eats alone. I like that.
That's right. So, you know, navigating high school can be really difficult, and I feel like lunch is, you know, one of those most important times.
You know why, Sam? You know my theory about that? It's all about pimples. It's pimples. if we got rid of pimples in high school, that'd probably take care of at least about 75-80% of the problems.
It would just be my thought. It's more pleasant for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. But go ahead. Anyway.
But there's a high school down in Florida that has decided that they're gonna. It's like in the Boca Raton community, and Dennis Esmonton actually decided that he was gonna start a club that says "We Dine Together." And the way it works, there's 3,000 kids at this school, so it's a huge high school. And if people are coming there, you know, in the middle of their high school years, it's very difficult to kind of find your own clique and fit in because a lot of people already have those things established. So what he's doing is reaching out to other high school students during his lunch break. You know, he goes around the whole time visiting. It's for him and 3 other students that helps found the club, and it's really making a difference at that school. And, you know, everybody might not want to socialize with people at lunch, but it's a real godsend to people who do. And, you know, if you're sitting there by yourself or if you feel alone, and you might have not even been new to school, you might just have felt uncomfortable and not able to reach out. But this group of people is reaching out, and they dine together and they get to know each other. And I'm sure it's really a great way to form new friendships that are going to end up lasting
for the rest
of their life.
Right. You know, it could be you just have a bad day. And somehow in high school, we seem to have more bad days than good days at times, you know, just depending with all the options that you have there. You have a situation here where a woman finds a boy who left $5 and it involves a heartbreaking apology note. Tell us about that.
That's right. There's a boy named Jake, and this is up in Washington, Washington State. Mm-hmm. And he left the sweetest apology note to this woman, Christina Reed. What ended up happening, Christina has all these different wind chimes around her house, and one of them had a butterfly on it. And she comes out one day, and she finds the chime is missing. And he finds this apology note along with $5. And it's really sweet and really sad, but kind of a beautiful story. Christina said that Jake left her a note and said that his mom had just passed away, and she loves butterflies. So his sister took the time, and he said, please don't be mad at us. I've left you $5. This is all the money I have. So, you know, she was really touched by this. She actually lost her mom as a little girl also.
Oh,
and so she posted the picture online of the note because she wanted to return the money to Jake. And his family still wants to remain anonymous, but she's going to get to meet him and his sister. And it just ended up being, you know, I think it touched a lot. She said she was hearing from people in Brazil and Portugal all over the world trying to find out, did you find this little boy? What ended up happening?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's just a really sweet story. It's absolutely heartbreaking at the same time, but what a sweet little boy to make sure that was taken care of. You know, his sister didn't just take that. He wanted to make sure he did the right thing and paid for the time.
Exactly.
And, we hope he gets lots of love right now, him and his sister both.
Exactly. Well, it's a tough, you know, grief is a tough situation when, especially when somebody passes away like this. And, you know, and you're always, it sometimes can be awkward. You don't know what to say, or, you know, a lot of times, you know, I find that if you don't say anything, you're just there, you know,
right.
And the Bible says that there's a time to cry and a time to laugh. And, there are those times in life where we just cry. We don't have to say anything. It's just, we're there. We're in the presence of somebody just helping them get through, you know, get through the situation. But, what a neat story here. So, we're looking forward to hearing the next chapter, Sam, how that breaks out. So we're going to be like everybody else around the world that's asking
that's right.
the follow-up question on this. So I look forward to another report on part two of this touching story. We got about a minute and a half left here. We got Brothers Use a website to borrow a puppy. And that's helping a grandma with Alzheimer's. You know, we know these animals or these dogs. I mean, you know, God designed these dogs in such a way. And I think it's always quite interesting. I've always thought that, you know, dog is God backwards. I mean, is God trying to tell us something the way he uses dogs?
I really think he is, because I feel like they can be, you know, they can save lives. They can just make your life more positive. It's really just amazing. And there's a website actually now called borrowmydoggy.com.
Oh, wow.
And these two brothers, they had their Nan, who has Alzheimer's. She's 95 years old, and they noticed she was a lot happier around children.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought maybe a pet could do a similar thing, but they don't have time for a pet. So twice a week, they get to borrow this little 9-month-old dachshund. And they said the change in her is tremendous.
Wow.
You know, so other people have been inspired by the story and are actually thinking about borrowing dogs. But, you know, if you don't have time to raise a dog, this is the perfect opportunity.
Oh, what a great idea. That is awesome. Go to Sam's Corner at Bill Martinez Live. These stories, along with some others, because we can't quite possibly sometimes get to them all. But it's good fun. And be heartwarming and make your day for you. This is the way we roll. And, Sam, we've got 5 seconds. How can they be in touch with you?
If you email me at samscorner.vml@gmail.com, I would love to hear your stories.
Samantha Mills Mal. Thank you, Sam.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watch several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learn what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, 600 products of Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery. But that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.